The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by DraftKings, a Casino Queen sportsbook. Use our promo code WMVP. That's WMVP. Must be 21 years or older, Illinois only.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Before Abdallah reads you a Florida or Ohio, I want to just let everyone in that John Lester had his Zoom call today with the Nats. Jesse with some good stuff. John Lester says there were some late talks with the Cubs, but obviously nothing came out of it. Also indicated he's looking forward to watching the Nats top-end guys and being a contributor instead of the guy in the rotation. He liked the fit with the Nats. Obviously, Dave Martinez is their manager. And he said that he told Tom Ricketts that he was grateful that the team signed him back in 2015. And Jesse editorialized in the tweet, it should be the other way around. And maybe John Lester may call into the program here before, you know, he's been a frequent guest. So we could hear from John Lester. So stay tuned for that. But we promised you Florida or Ohio. Let's get that going.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Man faces drug charges after he's pulled over for urinating in a cup while driving. Police officers arrested a man after he pulled his car over and found out he was drunk, had marijuana in the car, and had been urinating in a cup while driving.
So he was driving and doing that. Why did he pull over? Or he got pulled over.
He got pulled over. It.
Okay.
The police officer smelled marijuana and alcohol and had recently had seen the man swerving, so they decided to pull him over. He blew a .206 blood alcohol.
Oh my gosh.
And was swerving as he was trying to urinate in a cup.
I should not laugh. 0.206, the legal limit is 0.08.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm not a math man, but
I don't think he hit the cup.
That's, probably not. Probably not. What's that spillage like? That's a whole mess.
It's a good old boy in a pickup truck in Ohio.
I think Ohio. I think it's too comfortable to be Florida. That's Ohio.
Oh, drunk is drunk. I'm going Florida on that one.
Okay.
A man was arrested after blowing a .206, having three bags of weed in his car, and urinating in a cup while driving in Solon, Ohio.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice, Kyle. Right. Good job.
And three bags.
Three bags of weed.
It's a lot.
Well, that's crazy. That's intent to distribute.
Yeah, that's
that
probably
point.
Intent.
That's intent to distribute at that point. Unless, hey, listen. Maybe there are three different strands. Who knows these days?
He's got a variety pack at the house.
Yeah, he's getting the variety pack. You can get that these days.
I want to play you some audio. Before we do that, I also want to remind people, tomorrow at this time, so if you're on our Twitch app and you're watching us on Twitch, if you're on the ESPN Chicago app, you're driving your car and you usually check out, hey, what's going on Waddle and Sylvie at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock Thursday, we're going to have Adam Schefter on the show. So, Chef, we're going to go and we're going to find out what's realistic from the man who knows about everything. Is it realistic for Deshaun Watson? Is Aaron Rodgers going to leave Green Bay? Is a Stafford trade a realistic possibility for the Bears? So the man who is plugged into everything, Adam Schefter, will join us at this time tomorrow.
That's awesome. He may know a little bit more about things, too, because I'm sure you've heard, Sylvie. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay for about a week, talk things over with ownership. Jim Irsay has said, you know, in his press conference, the owner of the Colts, that we're absolutely just a quarterback away. Which means, I don't know, a guy like Matthew Stafford, he's been linked there quite a bit. We could know a lot more in 24 hours than we know right now.
It's crazy, all the teams looking and all the teams who could get rid of their guys. So Shefty will join us tomorrow at this time.
That's awesome.
Want to play you some stuff from the radio station from today. A couple of feuds, too. Before we get to the feud, this was worth playing. I thought this was good. We have not mentioned the Hawks yet. I'm telling you, I had NBC Sports Chicago on last night. I was watching Steve Conroy and Pat Boyle. And those guys are awesome on the post game. The Hawks blew that game in Nashville last night. And there is nothing the most... What did Waddle used to say about the CBS? Who used to be the NFL official, Abdallah, on the CBS feed? Who always would get it wrong? Jim Nance used to say, let's go to...
Oh, man.
What's his name?
I'm picturing him. I'm picturing his face and his...
He would always get it wrong, and Waddle used to say, there's nothing... The worst words in football is, let's go to blah, blah, blah. Because whatever he said the referees were going to pick on the... But my point is on this is there's nothing more boring in sports than when you hear Pat Boyle say, and now let's get a summary of the game from Jeremy Colleton. There is nothing more boring than that. As soon as Pat Boyle said, let's go to the press conference and let's find out what Jeremy Colleton is thinking, I went and I fell asleep. He is the most boring man in sports. I don't know if he could coach. The Hawks seem to like him. He is so
boring.
Mike Carey, that's it.
Shout out to the Twitch people.
Very good, Twitch. I'm telling you, Colleton is the worst. I mean, the worst as far as anything you want to watch. You tell me, Sylvie, you have a choice of watching anything in sports. What do you want to watch least? I'm telling you it's a Jeremy Colleton press conference. That being said, the Hawks blew the game in overtime. Carmen and Yurko were talking about the game today. And they brought up, I don't know if you guys know this, but Kane did not have a shot on net. He was -2. And Carmen's like, hey, but it's Patrick Kane, no big deal. Yurko wanted none of that. Take a listen.
How many shots Kane have on goal?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how many he had.
Zero. I think zero.
Same amount of shots I had on goal last night in Nashville.
Zero.
Zero shots on goal.
I also had zero last night.
Zero shots on goal.
Shots on goal in Nashville.
Must not be feeling well.
Oh, stop it. We're going to beat up Kaner? I mean...
I'm just asking. Is he feeling well?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to know.
I'm not going to beat up Kaner.
Maybe he misses his compadre.
He's the only...
You're right. I'm not going to pick on the guy that makes the most money on his team.
Stop it.
Give me the salary sheet, guys. Give me the salary sheet so I can find the guy that makes the least amount of money and start laying blame on that individual.
He's the only thing worth watching on this team right now.
Give me the salary cap so I can lambast the 22nd guy on this team. It's how we do it in Chicago.
Not only did Kaner not have a shot, he was a -2 last night.
Exonerate the guys that make the most money and just give them a pass for all the past deeds that they have done. But when they crap the bed on the ice, and that's what happened last night with Kaner, he crapped the bed. Eddie won't say it. I'll tell you what happened. On the final play, he was too busy not moving his feet, and he crapped the bed. That's what he did.
Those three
but
on
no. There's all. So 22nd player on the roster, Merkin. I want to blame him for what happened last night.
I love that. The good kid.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it? I mean, it is earth-shattering to hear that Patrick Kane did not have a shot on net.
My favorite thing is Yurko gives you lambast, exonerate, and crap the bed in one rant.
Oh, it used to be the Yurktionary.
That is expert stuff.
He is the best. And the thing is he all of a sudden Eddie Olczyk takes a shot there. Eddie won't tell you, but I will. I mean, like, what did Edzo do? Yurko's just
climbing the ladder. He's going up.
Yes,
from Kane's salary to higher.
You know it. All the top dogs. Eddie Olczyk and Patrick Kane. I want to play you this from the WGN Morning News. Then I've got a longer form conversation on Black all of a sudden taking a shot. But first, this is as we know, for the last week, there's been a feud between WGN's Morning News and Mark Gingreco. It was started by Larry Potash. And Larry Potash basically ended it today. First, I'll give you something that they played on the WGN Morning News.
Time for voicemail and other stuff. We are still working out the details of our Anchorman fight with ABC 7 and Mark Gingreco.
Oh, this is still going on?
Yeah, still on.
You're darn
it's
right,
still
it is.
Hot right now.
Yeah, until then, though, our friends Mick and Al came up with a new song. This is Two Guys Fighting.
Oh. They think their viewers are stupid because they're constantly telling them to bundle up if it's cold outside.
Yeah. That's it.
Grab your umbrella. It's raining.
Stay late right now.
Sounds like you and Larry Potash have an issue with each other.
I have no issue with Larry.
There's an issue there.
No, I think he's very good. I think he's very good. You know, probably a little full of himself, but he's good.
I want to see these two guys fighting. Just give them real good lighting. This bout could be exciting. Ha! But they better stay away from biting. They are Funky Anchorman from funky Chicagoland. They've been talking lots of smack, and I say that it is time for these two men to throw down. But will they make it past two rounds? Watch them bob and weave and dip. I hope that no one breaks a hip. We'll see these two guys fighting. This should be quite a sighting. Gene Greco, stop your hiding. And Potash, please, no whining.
Ooh.
Wow.
I love it.
I'm in a no-win situation. Yeah, if I beat a senior citizen, I lose. If I lose to a senior citizen, I lose, right?
Lose. You're right there, Larry.
We're still negotiating.
So that was that on the WGN Morning News. Larry Potash then tweeted out today, "Now that we've sufficiently run this bit into the ground, let me say that Mark Gene Greco is amongst the best in the business. In an industry of bland broadcast bots, he's clever and normal, something we value at WGN Morning News." And then Marky responded to Larry by saying, "Back at you, Larry. Let's go after Sylvie." He started the whole thing. So it's over.
It's over. It's done?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't think it was a bit. I thought they didn't like each other and they wanted to fight, and I was here for it. But they're claiming that it was a bit. Now they're hugging and everything's cool.
It could be both. It could be both. It could be a bit that started out and got a little acrimonious and then has now settled back into being a bit and they're fine. Yeah. We'll have to ask Mark about it. What's he back on, Thursday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Right? He's usually here, but we're off early today for Notre Dame basketball at 5:30. So he'll be in tomorrow. You'll get to talk to him then. We'll play that for you. That was Weird Al Fleischman, too, one of the guys who sends in songs in our holiday
parody
songs.
I was debating with Bleck. I'm like, I know that voice.
Yes,
I know
that was Al Fleischman.
Parody song voice.
He's really good.
When you're doing a parody song, too, you got to know when it ends. Because you take a parody song too long, and it's just, okay.
Yeah,
now, exactly. Do not get me started.
He listens to a bunch.
But he ended it well. He knew when it had to. This is it. I am done with rhymes. We're good now.
But now we have another new feud going on the radio station.
You sexed.
And we will play you what happened earlier today and get a response next.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, hope your Wednesday is going great. Phone number to reach us is 312-332-3776. Cap in a hoodie, always great entertainment. 7 to 10, the brand new morning show. Check it out right here each and every day. The best way to get it, the ESPN Chicago app. If you miss anything you want to hear again, or that you want to hear the first time, obviously, or something that you loved and you want to go back, that app is awesome. On demand. Listen live, whatever you need. It's very, very easy to use. Even Waddle could use it. Waddle is out. Connor McKnight filling in all week. And then I just missed this, Black, so you're going to have to set this up for me from Cap's show today. And then I want a response.
Yeah, so shout out to those who tweet us for things that we may have missed during Cap and Jay Hood, even though we're all listening at all times of the day. But also shout out to those on Twitch who are our long streamers. Do you know who these people are, Sylvie? These are our streamers on the ESPN 1000 Twitch channel who watched the stream from the start of Cap'n Jay Hood all the way through till the end of Black and Abdallah. Our long streamers. They're there the entire day. Shout out to
those
people.
Love those people. Yes, absolutely.
And the long streamers were listening this morning, early this morning, to Cap'n Jay Hood. And they heard this and they wanted us to bring it back. So here we go.
Some dude called in on Black and Abdallah last night.
Yep.
And said, congratulations, Mitch. The only ring you're ever going to get.
Oh. That's so mean.
Hey, when Black got married, ask Danny. Okay. We did a show five freaking days a week, Meet Black and Danny.
Hold on a second.
Did Black invite either of us to the wedding? And I'm not complaining.
It sounds like you're complaining. He explained why.
Correct.
I mean, there was only so many spots. He would probably love to have had us, but he didn't have enough room
and
for
I'm
us.
Not,
I understood. I don't hold it against him whatsoever. I would never bring it up on the radio.
I respected it. I didn't have the stones to not invite certain people that I look back at my wedding list and my wife had said, what are you inviting them for? For what reason? Well, I feel like I have to. Why? They probably don't want to come. And why are you inviting them?
I was there. My wife and I were there. It was a great wedding. It's one of the best weddings I've ever been to, quite frankly.
Glad you liked it.
Oh, it was great. It's me, my wife, Nick, Ray Flores. I think that's it for the station.
And Abdallah. You can't forget Abdallah.
Oh, he, of course. He's one of the best. He was one of the best men. It was a great wedding.
Nice.
Top of the line.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. All tux, by the way. All tux.
And I had no issue. I told my wife. She's
clearly
like,
have no issue. He's been married like 7 years. You're still bringing it up.
No, he has not.
I'm just kidding. But he's been married like 3 or 4 years.
I said to my wife, said, did I hear you on the air say that Black's getting married? Yeah. Are we going to that? Didn't get invited. She's like, good for him. Good for him. He invited who he wanted to have and kept it small. She goes, I tried to tell you that's what we should do, but you were inviting everybody that you come in contact with.
Read between the lines. Mindy saying good for him is her way of saying, thank God I don't have to go hang out with your work friends.
Look, Mindy loves hanging out with work people. We've had him to the house. I had a big fight party. I had another party. Danny even ate food at my house, which was shocking.
Black had to keep it small, though, you know, 300 guests. So
that's exactly.
True. That's true.
I just didn't make the cut.
It's a big room, to be honest.
It's all right. Go after yourself, Black. 3-1. I'm over it.
Okay, so a couple things to point out.
You see the escalation? He went from, fine with it. I'm cool with it. F yourself.
I'm cool. And keep in mind, we'll play something else because he was getting heated over this, so a couple
dropping
things.
Dropping a lot of F words today, right?
Yeah, we'll address that in 1 second, Sylvie. So a couple things. Shout out to Danny Zetterman because he remembers the conversations that took place almost 4 years ago now to why they didn't get an invite. Danny remembers we invited 250 people to our wedding, and I personally could only invite 17. So I had a very limited amount of space to invite people who are my friends to my own wedding.
You had 17
guys.
Right? Why could you only invite 17?
Listen,
politics.
She's great. Well, yeah, yes. Well, let's go with politics.
Yeah.
Family politics
game.
With my mother-in-law who had a long list of those who were getting invited. Okay, so I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, Danny remembers things that people say to him. No, seriously, Connor, that's it. Sylvie knows. Cap doesn't remember anything.
Oh, yeah. He's mad. He's mad, too.
Yeah,
you know
he's
mad.
He's mad about it. So he knows, like, they knew, okay? So that's part of it. Sylvie, the other part is this. I know the date. It was October 16th of this year. And I remember it because I was off from this show and the show at night that day because my wife and I were going up to Traverse City. And before everything was shut down with different COVID restrictions on travel, we were going to go to Traverse City for the weekend, and we're driving up, and we're on the Dan Ryan going south before we get to Indiana. And Cap and Hood are talking about Abdallah and I and our wives, and Cap didn't know Autumn's name. And I know that Danny said her name on the show today, But Cap goes, oh, wait, what's her name? Whitney something? And Autumn and I are listening in the car, and she goes, I thought you and Cap were friends. He doesn't even know my name? So he acts like he's all bent because he didn't get an invite to my wedding. He doesn't even know my wife's name. Mindy's his wife. Brett's his son. Alex, Nick, those are his kids, right?
Look at you. Through marriage. You invest in the friendship. I like that, Black.
I'm just saying, Sylvie, he doesn't listen when people talk to him. Danny did. He remembers that I explained it to Danny and Cap at the time that I had a very limited amount of people that I personally could invite to my own wedding.
It's a great wedding.
It was a great wedding.
It was a great wedding.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great wedding. It was fantastic.
So, Abdallah, were you the best man, or were you?
No, I was the best man. Yeah. And there, and like I understand it too, because when I got married, there's restrictions. Like when I got married, I was on the Carmen and Yurko program, but Carmen and Yurko liked them. They didn't make the cut. Danny got invited, but Carmen and Yurko didn't make the cut. I'm sorry, guys, but they understood. They get it. They understand the game. The game. Look, it's my wedding, but it's not my wedding. It's Chris's wedding, but it's not Chris's wedding.
No, I was
it's
there.
It's never your wedding.
I was
there. You're there
for
you
the
eat
pictures.
Some food. You take some pictures.
Yeah.
You dance a little. Yeah. You get to pick the songs.
Connor, are you married?
It's not yours.
No, not married. I'm taking notes though. This is all.
Yeah,
well,
take it from
really
me
important.
Too.
This all seems really important.
And these guys are absolutely right. I'm older than them, but I haven't been married much longer than them. I'm going to be celebrating my 9-year anniversary coming up here in August. And I will tell you, and I've said this many, many times, the lead up, the planning of a wedding is the most stressful thing I've ever endured. There were too many politics with I said. I got into more fights with my parents. I got into different debates with this and that. And like my rule was, Black, and this is what you bring up about Autumn, mm-hmm. that if my wife or me are meeting you for the first time at our wedding, you're not invited.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
That was like a cut. Like, if this is the first time we're hanging out, and I paid for it, so I didn't have anyone to answer to.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that's where the arguments came. So my number one rule was, if I have to meet you on my wedding night, you shouldn't be at my wedding.
It's so a fair that rule.
Yeah, and like, we could do lots of other stuff. We can do fun stuff. You want to do a shower? You want to do a wedding shower? Do a wedding shower. You want to be at my rehearsal dinner? Maybe do a rehearsal dinner. You want to pay for that? You can pay for that. I'm paying for this. And if I don't know you, you don't get to come to my wedding. Now, there were other people at the radio station that I will say that I did include, that I did cave, because smarter people than me, someone that I married and parents that I had, suggested that I invite that I would not have invited if it wasn't for them.
Huh. Okay. Mm. Mm. So little room for exception then.
Yeah. See, mine was like, because, you know, you give your list to the parents and everything, and you're like, hey, you get this many people. And they're like, well, what about this person? What about this person? And my rule was, if I haven't seen them in 10 years, then what are they getting invited for?
Yeah.
So they can hang out with you? Like, that's not the point of this.
No.
So that was my rule. My rule wasn't the, well, yeah, it goes without saying if I've never met you, why are you coming to my wedding? That should go without saying.
Isn't that the whole thing, though? Everybody I know that's gotten married, like, they meet the people, they see the people at the wedding for about 3 minutes apiece. Everybody gets three minutes.
Uh-huh.
Nobody remembers any of the conversations that they had with guests at their wedding.
It's really a slice of your entire life. You're spending 4 or 5 minutes with a bunch of people that you've seen throughout all different stages of your life.
Right.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Black.
Yeah.
How you at 17? How deep did the bench have to be? How big of a bench would it have had to be to get the Cap?
That's such a good question.
600 people? Is that too many for a wedding? No, but you guys, he was definitely getting heated this morning, and
answer
the question.
If you had 37, would he have made the cut?
That's such a good question.
I know dead air isn't great for radio.
Dead air's not great, but if you're
dead air's
if you're
a no,
here,
baby.
Here's the
he
other
doesn't
thing,
know her name. He has hung out with her before.
Let me promote this real quick. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago is great because Bleck's dad is in there.
Yeah, he's
spilling the tea.
Yeah, he is.
This
is
spilling
a great wedding.
Yeah. Spilling the tea.
Wait, where's
Bleck's
really?
Dad? He said it'd have to be 1,000 people for Cap to get there. 1,000. 1,000. And I've been to a lot of weddings. And no dad has ever had more fun at a wedding than Bleck's dad had at that wedding.
Oh, oh really?
True. Wow. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
You should have seen Pat Bleck and Jonathan Hood dancing.
They closed down the dance floor. He was like, what do you mean we're closing down the dance floor?
Papa Bleck's a dancer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's got his dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Gotta remind that is awesome.
No, I mean, Sylvie, it's a good question because, like, there were people that I work with at the wedding. I'm good. I'm really good friends with Jonathan Hood and Nick Friedel and Adam, obviously, and Ray Flores I lived with. So,
right.
So, like, it wasn't like I was just selecting random work people to show up at the wedding.
It's stressful.
If I had 50 people, I could get everyone from work in then.
Like, I love being married, and I loved after the wedding was over.
Oh,
that wedding day and the lead up.
The day after is the best day.
It's the best. It's like all the stress is over, and you don't have to worry if it was good. You're worried that people are going to say your wedding sucked, and would they like it, and this and that. And then you're spending all this money, and Connor, come to me before you start planning, okay?
I'm gonna Google best places to elope.
All right, guys.
All I cared about is that we had good food. That's all I cared about. Let me make sure we have good food. I don't want people to leave hungry.
I'm with you. Cap was definitely heated, and you guys have to hear. After that conversation about my wedding, you have to hear what he said on the air earlier.
You guys have to hear this.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get to that, and then I need contestants. I need 10 contestants.
Do you do this? Do you sext?
Thank you, Cap.
I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Oh, boy, now we're really flooding the phone lines with different contests.
I thought it was the best man at your wedding.
Yeah,
if my wedding was next week, you would not be invited.
Take that.
More coming up.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, getting a lot of reaction to the wedding conversation. A lot of people agree. The politics, it's amazing. I was saying before the break, I need contestants. Every five, I need 10 contestants. So let's go every five callers up to 50 at 332-3776. We're going to play a new game in my wife or radio partner's play since Waddle isn't here. Waddle's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Connor McKnight, our new White Sox pre- and post-game host, filling in. And it'll be a good get-to-know-you game for Connor McKnight. I will read 10 quote facts, and you have to determine, are they truly facts or are they fiction about Connor? And we'll learn a little more about Connor that way. So 312-332-3776. Before we get there, Black, what did you want to play us one last thing from the Cap and Hoodie show this morning?
So Zerriman was talking, and you guys will hear in the clip, but they were talking about weddings and how Cap wore white to Edzo's daughter's wedding, right? Or his son's wedding, or there was something, right? He wore white.
Yes.
And he was the belle of the ball, right? Take a listen to this earlier today.
Whose wedding was it that you wore white? And we argued about it. Eddie Olczyk's daughter's wedding.
It was not white. It was cream.
You wore white. And that was Eddie Olczyk. Couldn't believe that you would wear a white suit to the wedding. Like the whole point of a wedding, the bride wears white to stand out. And here comes Cap wearing white.
Hold on a second.
Maybe Bleck didn't invite you because he wanted the wedding to be about him and his beautiful wife, Autumn.
So
here comes Cap all in white.
My tuxedo is a cream jacket with black pants. It's
Watch it. Whoa!
Did you say phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
Come on! Thank God we have a dump.
That's a $5 fine.
Yeah.
Bernie'sBookBank.org.
I got to get
really? Really?
See, I thought you guys would like that, right?
Cap, he swore on the air today?
About his suit.
It was blank and phenomenal, is what he was saying?
Not like something the Cubs did or something the Bears did about a suit.
See, he was rattled that he wasn't invited. He wasn't invited to the wedding.
I think you're right. This is good.
Like, let's be honest.
Do you do this? Do you sext?
He was getting it from every angle today, and you can pull that if you want to. Because the people in our friends in the Twitch chat were going after the acid wash jean jacket he was wearing today. That?
I did not know.
No.
It was like he pulled up in front of the high school and was ready to go.
He looked going to a Whitesnake show?
He looked like Billy Madison coming out of the Trans Am.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, can we get to the game? Is this do this now?
We're ready.
Do you do this? Do you sext?
I do not sext, Cap. Thank you. He calls all the time too, so I don't think he'd be a sexter. I think he would just call you,
just like with that brief message. just calling to check in. Want to let you know, and then
Are you a phone call guy?
No,
neither am I. Yeah, no. he'll call you out of the blue.
You a sext guy? We send in nudes?
No, never. Absolutely not. Nobody needs to see that.
All right, so here's the contest. In place of my wife or radio partner, which we usually do at this time, this will be brought to you, like usual, by Swift & Sons American Steakhouse. It's in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. And they've got the new chalets to sit outside, too. Those guys are innovators. Connor, I don't know if you've ever been to one of the Boca restaurants. It's Kevin Bame. It's Rob Katz. They were named Restaurateurs of the Year last year for the James Beard Award. Their executive chef is Chris Pandel. Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. Not far from Bleck's condo in the Fulton Market District in the West Loop. So they take safety seriously. They're also available for takeout. So check them out today at Swift & Sons. Here's the way we're going to play for all of our callers. I'm going to give you one, quote, fact. You have to tell me, is it fact or fiction? These are all about Connor McKnight. We're going to learn more about Connor McKnight, one of the newest members of the ESPN 1000 growing team. He is on the White Sox coverage pre and post. You'll hear him on many of our shows. You'll hear him do play-by-play. I'm getting to know him as well. The first time I talked to him was this weekend.
Yep.
That was the first time. I think we determined that we met at a convention.
Maybe we met at Cubs convention like probably a whole decade ago at that point. But I was just starting out, you know, at the other spot.
Covering it. Sylvie was in line getting autographs.
We both definitely had a drink in our hand. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It was at the media reception thing.
Yes, yeah. That's right. I would show up for the media reception portion.
Yeah. Well, because that was all free food at the time.
Yes. And I think it was like the quickest way I could meet Theo too. So I think I was stalking Theo.
Oh no, this would have been before
free Theo?
Yeah. My first year was before Theo.
All right.
My first 2 years, I think, was before Theo in the market covering the
team.
Boy,
I was going to some of the Jim Hendry Cubs conventions, huh?
Oh yeah. No, it was definitely a Jim Hendry Cubs convention. And I, you know what, now that I think about it, if it's the convention I'm thinking of, I definitely went to go work a shift at the bar after that Cubs convention was done.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I would have. Yeah, I was still working at the bar up until, I don't know, a little bit into the whole radio career.
You're a hard worker.
Well,
That's good.
Needed the money.
All right, so these are all, quote, facts, and you have to determine, are they truly fact or are they fiction? So, Connor, why don't you introduce the callers, because I've got all these different notes in front of me.
Yeah,
okay?
You got a lot to do. We'll lead it off with Jose in Oak Park.
What's up, Jose?
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. So if you get it right, you go in the hopper, and then all of the ones who get it right will get the gift card. We'll pull one name for the gift card to Swift & Sons. All right, here we go. Is this fact or fiction? Connor McKnight once appeared on Star Search with Ed McMahon when he was 10 years old. Connor McKnight once appeared on Star Search with Ed McMahon when he was 10 years old.
I'm going to go with fact.
Connor?
That is fiction.
Sorry, Jose.
How long did Ed McMahon work?
I knew I would get someone with that because you won the talent search down the dial, right?
I did, but how old does Jose think I am? I mean, Ed was 95, I'd have been 10. Ed was hanging him up in like the early 90s, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's bring our next contestant. So far, we're 0-1.
0-1 in this is Lakemore. It's Christopher.
What's up, Chris?
Hey.
All right, here's your fact. You have to tell us, is it truly a fact or is it fiction? Connor McKnight was photographed for an issue of Cosmopolitan magazine. Connor McKnight was photographed for an issue of Cosmopolitan magazine.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds too good to be true. False.
That is actually fact.
Wow.
That is fact. My photo, along with my parents and my brother, is in an issue of Cosmo. They were doing a feature on, this is back when I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something like that. So it's a little bit of a cheat. But they were doing a feature on women in the workplace. My mother was featured. She was working at IBM downtown at the time. And she was part of the featured article. So our family is in an issue of Cosmo. I am in an issue of Cosmo.
If you would have given me 1,000 guesses as to why you were featured in Cosmo, that would not have been one of them. Definitely not have been one of them.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a great fact.
I love that one. It's good.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring up our next contestant.
You got it. In Yorkville, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Connor McKnight was a high school English teacher. Connor McKnight was a high school English teacher.
Seeing as though he was working at a bar at night, I would say that that is fiction. That's false.
Ah, well, then you don't know English majors, sir, because all of them have served time at a bar. That is absolutely fact.
Wow.
I was a high school English teacher for a little while at my alma mater, actually, the high school I went to. And I was, 23 years old teaching high school seniors AP English? That was a trip, man. That was
AP
a lot of fun.
English, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
No, I taught AP. I taught the regular English. And I had a creative writing class, which I was just rubbish at creative writing. So that was one of those classic, like, just stay a day ahead of the kids and lie to them about the rest of it.
But you were teaching in Wisconsin, right?
I was, yeah. It was the high school I went to.
That's just regular English.
That's remedial English for
AP English,
right?
I will have you know that this was a college prep high school of high repute. I went there. My mother taught there.
You speak the language.
You're going to bad talk my mother right here?
You speak the language, AP English.
We were working here 3 days and you can't have my mother?
I'm talking you.
I've got more of these. So far we've stumped everybody, right? We're 0-for. So we're gonna take more contestants, fact or fiction, on Connor McKnight. We'll do more of them. We'll see if we can get anyone to get one right next. The 4 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at the Home Loan Expert. Start the new year off right and get pre-approved for your new home purchase by visiting thehomeloanexpert.com.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, we're getting to know Connor McKnight, fact or fiction. And then I've got some basketball news to pass along as well. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We're 0-4 so far. In place of wife or radio partner, Connor McKnight's filling in for Waddle. So I decided to do, let's get to know Connor a little bit more here at ESPN 1000. He's going to host pre and post for the White Sox, do some play-by-play as well. You'll hear him on all the shows. So let's get to know him a little bit better. And so far, we're 0-4. Let's see if we could get one right. We have found out that he was in Cosmopolitan magazine. We have found out that he was a high school English teacher. He was not on Star Search.
No, I was not. Although, the Twitch stream, the Twitchers have done their work. Star Search was on from 85 to 95, so I could have been.
You could have? Were you 10 then?
I was 10. I just lacked any, meaningful talent.
Yeah, what would have been your talent?
Nothing. I didn't have a talent at 10. Annoying the bejesus out of people, like that's probably about
Show
it.
Show me your ID.
That's it. That's all it would have been.
All right, let's get back to the calls.
In Munster, it is Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Are we inconveniencing you? You good? You
no, I'm good.
All right. It sounded like, what do you want, Sylvie? That's what it sounded like.
Joe's got a smile. What? What do you want?
When he heard my voice, he's like, well, what? You're bothering me. All right. Here we go. Fact or fiction on Connor McKnight. When Connor attended the University of Wisconsin, he tutored Ron Dayne. When Connor attended the University of Wisconsin, he tutored Ron Dayne.
Fact.
Fiction.
Wow. So far, we have stumped everybody.
Is that good or bad? I feel like
I don't
want to give stuff away.
I'm crediting myself for the good clues is what I'm doing. I was proud of that clue for a false clue because you did go to Wisconsin, correct?
I did. Actually, I was sitting in the very back of one of the big lecture halls in a weather and climate class, you know, science for jocks. And not that I was there for that. I just needed a science credit. And I was working for the student paper at the time, the Daily Cardinal, the real one on campus, not the other one. The other one's fake. But I'm working for the Daily Cardinal, and I had just covered a football practice that morning. So I scoot over to the weather and climate final. I was doing a feature on the linebackers, you know, like Erasmus James and those guys. I was talking to those guys, or the defensive ends. And I'm in class, and it wasn't Erasmus, but the rest of the room, the linebacker room, is sitting behind me during the final and asking me for answers on the final. And I'm like, fellas, we just spoke like minutes ago. We were at practice and I was writing about you guys. How do you think this is going to work out?
That's incredible.
That was fantastic.
That is incredible. All right, who's our next contestant?
Logan Square. It's Vinny. What's up, Vinny?
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, here's your clue. Let's see if you can be the first correct person.
I want to be like Matt Merton here. Let's go.
Matt Merton. What kind of...
Yeah, you guys, you were talking about the Jim Hendry convention. I started thinking about Matt Merton after he started 0 for 4 or 5 here.
Oh, yeah. Who is Matt Merton traded for, by the way?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Nomar Garciaparra.
The Nomar deal, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not your question, though, all right? Is this fact
Thank
or
God.
Fiction? When Connor was younger, he was a Cubs fan, but changed to the White Sox after Andre Dawson snubbed him for an autograph at O'Hare Airport. Connor was a Cubs fan as a youngster, but he changed to the White Sox after Andre Dawson snubbed him for an autograph at O'Hare Airport.
Ed Belfour is too nice for that. I think that's fiction.
It is. It's fiction.
Yeah.
Way to go, Vinny. Way to go.
You're the first one in the hopper. Really good.
Top notch. Dawson was my dad's favorite Cub, though.
Really?
Probably
oh, good.
Still is. Yeah,
he's a lot of people's favorite Cub. Let me get to the clues here. All right. Bring up somebody else.
You got it. I'm ready to fire with Lance in Bridgeport. What's up, Lance?
Hey, guys. Go Sox.
There you go. You're a Sox fan. You excited for the Sox on ESPN 1000?
Of course. It's going to be great. Great
All
season.
Right. Fact or fiction, Connor's grandmother went out on a date with Hall of Famer Bob Feller once. Connor's grandmother went out on a date with Hall of Famer Bob Feller once.
This is what you're giving me?
That's what I'm giving you.
It's fact.
It is fact, Lance.
Wow.
It is fact. This
go
is
Sox.
Go Sox indeed. My grandfather passed a couple of months ago, and we loved him very much. Great life. My dad was bringing some stuff back from his place, and amongst some of the stuff is this signed photograph from Bob Feller to my grandmother. I'm like, well, what is this all about? And he goes, wow, yeah, so it's funny. Grandma, my mom, his mom, went out once with Bob Feller. They're both from like the same small area in Iowa. And they went out once as like a friend group, like kind of on a date sort of thing. And here I am holding this photo that Bob signed to my grandmother, like afterwards, not while they were on the date or anything. Bob wasn't that kind of guy. Like, hey, here's one for you. It's like a Jeter gift basket kind of situation. I mean, it wasn't that. It was like years later, after having, you know, met her again sort of thing, she got
the
signed thing.
Oh, that's so good. That's fantastic. All right, a couple more here. Let's bring up another contestant.
Westchester, it's Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. All right, Jeff, your fact, or is it fiction, that Connor was a Division I athlete briefly?
Oh, I'm going to go fiction.
Fact, baby. Fact.
Damn it.
What did you play?
I was on the crew team at Wisconsin.
The crew team? You
for
rode?
6 months. I rode. I sculled. I was on the crew team for about the first semester at Wisconsin, and then I quit because it was way too difficult and way too much time for a sport that had no money to attach to it. But I signed the papers. Like, I signed the D1 athlete waivers that said I couldn't take free anything from anyone for no reason. So technically, D1 athlete for 6 months.
That's fantastic.
I feel good about it.
Let's do two more here.
Tinley Park. It's John.
What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, Sylvie?
All right. Connor McKnight is the godfather to Ozzie Guillen Jr.'s child. Connor McKnight is the godfather to Ozzie Guillen Jr.'s child.
Ozzie Guillen Jr. I'm going to say fact.
I wish it were fact. It's actually fiction. It's
brutal.
Fiction.
Sorry.
I love the Guillens. I love Ozzie Jr. He's a terrific guy. Really fun to hang out with. But I am not the godfather to any of the Guillen children.
Let me sneak one more in. Can I do that? I heard Abdallah tell me something. He probably told me to wrap
I'm
it up.
No, I said last two. We got two more.
One more.
Let's do Brian and Jim real quick.
All right, good, good.
Real quick, point, Brian.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well. We're good, thanks. All right, your clue. Connor McKnight was once yelled at by A.J. Pierzynski in the Sox clubhouse. He once was yelled at by A.J. Pierzynski in the Sox clubhouse.
To go fact.
Absolutely fact. Well done, Brian. Well
done. Are you on good terms with AJ these days, though?
You know, I haven't run into him in a really long time. I assume so. And I assume AJ doesn't remember this at all. I was a young reporter, and one of the newspapers was out on the table. I'm a little particular. It was laying open. It needed to be closed because the rest of the newspapers were all closed. So I just went to close the newspaper. AJ thought I was, like, reading the paper while trying to do my job in there. He's like, is that paper yours? And no, it's not my. No, I was just trying to.
So he went tough guy on you.
Like, so what are you doing? What everybody else is in here is doing your job, doing their job. What are you doing? Reading the paper? That's not yours. I'm like, I was just again, I was just closing the. I was so scared.
Why did you feel the need though to close the paper?
Because I'm one of those, like, if there
because
are three pencils,
sloppy, right?
Yeah, if there are three pencils in a row and one is just slightly askew, they need to be set. Properly?
Team AJ here. That you have no business touching their newspaper.
Apparently not. Apparently not. I apologize for it. I was very sorry.
You're tidying up. What are you, a clubhouse guy?
I know. Let's do it for a tip.
All right, last one. Let's.
Indiana. It's Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing, Sylvie? Let's throw me a heater here.
All right. Connor McKnight played softball with Hot Ones host Sean Evans. Connor McKnight played softball with Hot Ones host Sean Evans.
Oh, that's a fact.
It is fact.